And I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37. Do you weigh the consequence of what comes out of your mouth? We arise in our appointed time, get prepared for the day, and out the door we go. Do we take the time to consider what lies before us, with whom we are likely to come into contact, and pray to our God that we will be prepared to do as the Apostle Peter encourages us to speak, as it were, oracles of God? Words are simply a vehicle upon which thought is transmitted. Just as Belshazzar was weighed in the balances, we too need to weigh our thoughts and words that we are not found wanting. Solomon put it this way, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And again, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." We have a great day set before us, an opportunity that whatsoever we do in word or deed, we do in the name of the Lord. And that will begin with our speech. The Apostle Paul encouraged the Ephesians to let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for edifying, as the need may be, that it may give grace to them that hear. You are embarking upon a day in which your conduct will be weighed by those around you. So remember that a good name is better than precious oil. Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the psalmist who said, "Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Jehovah. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Jehovah are toward the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry."